was just really determined to do it. And I think the incentive being that I can actually help other people, people that I don't know. You know, there's been so many people that have been in touch with me, that they've shared with me their battles with mental health. And I think for me, that's a pretty big responsibility, and I've wanted to do it right, and that's why coming back to playing AFL footy, that's what I do best, and that's what I did in the past. So for me to work back and get that and do that, hopefully that gives people hope, you know, that they can get back to doing things they once loved.
Ah, that's Majak Dawe. Magnificent story. He's back playing senior footy for North Melbourne today. He's had to rebuild himself. And a man who's been with him every step of the way is the head of strength and conditioning at the Kangaroos, Alex Moore, who is an amazing story himself, of course, formerly working with the Cleveland Cavaliers back in their winning years. And he's now been massive for Madge over this trip. And he joins us now. Alex, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. How you doing?
Hey, mate. Really good. This is a great story. And from the moment Madge had the accident that he had, you were there with him. Just tell us, because I think it was about 25 metres the fall, tell us the state he was in when you first saw him after that and what had to happen immediately.
Yeah, when I first saw him, he was in the hospital, which was about 2 weeks after the accident. And he was, I gave him zero chance of probably walking properly, let alone playing footy. He was in hospital, and he was basically in there with a lot of old grandmas, to be honest. And he was on a walking frame and couldn't weight bear on that one leg, and was doing most of the stuff in a hot tub, just moving. And then from there we progressed. Once he got out of hospital, we essentially had to reteach him how to walk. He wasn't able to weight bear fully on that leg for the first 2.5 months, and then we made sure that his gait was right, and then from there we just progressed everything else. So we progressed his strength training, we progressed his walking, and then we built into running. And like I said, when I first saw him, I thought, you know, he'd be lucky enough just to be walking, let alone it's an absolute, you know, miracle that he's out here playing footy today.
So, Alex, my understanding from within the club was that if he wasn't, the sentence I heard was, if he wasn't built like Superman, this fall would have most probably killed him, but if it didn't, it would have meant that he was unable to walk for the rest of his life.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he definitely has Wolverine healing capacities. I mean, just even how quickly he did it. You know, even him coming back last year at VFL level, you know, 2 months before that, we probably thought he was absolutely no chance, but he just progressed so fast. And he's blessed with really, really good genetics and a great level of natural strength, which honestly probably helped save his life. But even further than that, has allowed him to get back. And the incredible thing, he shocked us the entire way. He was doing things when he got off the crutches. He said, "Oh, I think I can jump." And I said, "There is absolutely no chance you can jump." And he just launched, and I swear he jumped higher than I could at any point in my life. So he's just totally blessed with the genetics that he has.
Hey, Alex, Billy here, mate. What about also the mental health? What's the best medicine you could do there with him?
Yeah, obviously a huge component that we factored in, and the club worked very hard with internal sports psychologists and also sports psychs external from the club. But I think the biggest thing from my point of view, because I spent, you know, 4 to 6 hours a day every day with Madge, was just making it really fun building a really good relationship so that, I guess I could see if he was having a day that, you know, he wasn't going fantastically, that we would just back it off a little bit, and then when things were going great, we would progress it. But no, a huge part, and it's very hard when you're staring down the barrel of an injury that nobody's ever rehabbed before, really, to get back to this level of sport. How do you do it? So it was harder early because there was no light at the end of the tunnel. But as we started to see the progressions, I remember he told me. 2 weeks in, he said, "I'm going to play footy in April," which was, you know, 3 months down the track. And I looked at him like, there is absolutely no chance you can do that. And sure enough, he was running by that point, which had us shocked.
Hey, Alex, we know you've got limited time. I want to just quickly pick your brains about working with the great LeBron James.
Oh, yes.
It's at the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's my understanding, and you haven't said this to me, but I've heard it third party. You've never seen anyone work harder than him.
No, unbelievable. I mean, he's, as advertised, sets the standard. You know, he's the most athletic person I've ever seen, you know, and at the same time, he's 6'8" and 128 kilos, moves like a truck, has endurance, you know, all day long. It's just, yeah. First time I saw him in training when we traded, when he came back to Cleveland, it was like seeing just the most impressive physical specimen. And I feel like I've seen some good athletes, but I've never seen anything like him.
And are you able to, is he still able to be educated along that way, Alex? In other words, can you still tell him stuff to do and he'll do it, or does he do it his way?
He's got a very tight routine. He's had the same trainer with him his whole career, and they have a very rigid program. And they adhere to that. But LeBron is someone that was always looking for the edge in terms of training. And so he was always interested in what was going on. But he's just so dedicated. He was always first one in the building, last one out. Pushed everybody, and it's easy to be on a team when your best player's like that, because everybody just follows what he does.
And just briefly, if you can encapsulate what you could bring back from that very professional sport back into the environment you're in now at North, what is the one thing that transfers?
Yeah, I think it's the individuality of the program. So in the NBA, obviously you've got some big names earning big money with, you know, pretty big egos, and you've got to make sure that the guys are getting on the court. And so they are very good off the court, looking after themselves, doing recovery, making sure their nutrition's right, and the rest of the lifestyle. So I think a lot of the lessons that I learned just watching those guys, I can impart on our players and have a little bit more of an individualized program here.
Hey, Alex, well done. You're a star. What you've done with Magic's extraordinary. We can't wait to see you playing today.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully it takes a big hanger, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Beauty, mate. Well done.
Thanks.
Great to have Alex Moore part of the show. It's a ripping story with Magic Door. We need to get to the break quickly, because when we come back, it'll be preview time with BT, Damo, Bill and Duck as we take a look at North Melbourne and Adelaide at Metricon Stadium. For McDonald's and for Hard Yakka, Triple M rocks Saturday afternoon football.